So welcome to Elul. We just started Elul, Parsha Shoftim. Rabbi Saul Salanter, in his famous book Or Yisrael, Egeres Yudalet, describes how it used to be, how people would be seized by fear, palotzus, when they would hear the word Elul, Mikoyla Kore Elul, and that fear would bear fruit and enable them to come close to Avodas HaBoreh. But nowadays, he already observes, it's not the case. In his days, we stay numb. We hear Elul and we're fine. Elul, Adar, same thing. The Guzman. Why is that? Rabbi Saul gives over three reasons why that's the case. The first reason he calls the Siba Gashmis. It's just the hergel. We're just so used to doing averas that we just get used to it, and therefore we're insensitive. Number two is we have no, it's the koyach haizdamus, which means to imitate. People are influenced by their society, so when we're living in a society where people are openly, externally, full of Yerushamayim, and they're seized with a palotzus, with a fear about Elul, we imitate that. It helps us to imitate and it helps us. But nowadays, it says, we don't have those people, and therefore we don't have our society to help us get to that level. And the third reason, he says, is a Siba Ruchnis, is a spiritual reason why we are numb when it comes to Elul. And the reason is, it's the tumah. Because when a person does a chet, a person does a sin, it's not only the sin that he's done, he has enclosed himself in a layer of tumah. And that tumah makes us numb. After all these reasons, says Rabbi Saul, the main reason is the tumah reason. We're full of tumah. The chet that we do puts in us tumah, and therefore the tumah prevents us from waking up and doing tshuva properly. There are a few points in this week's parasha that we can take ideas from to do tshuva. In Perek Chof, Pasuk Ches, we learn about the soldiers going out to war. And we're told, then we do a selection. And we tell, the Shoitin tell the people, whoever built a home, hasn't lived there yet, go back. Whoever planted a vineyard, hasn't benefited from the fruit, go back home. Whoever engaged a woman, hasn't married her, go back home. And then the Shoitrim say, whoever, Miaish Hayore Verachalevov, whoever is afraid and has a weak heart, Yelech Vyoshov Levesai, go back home. What is he afraid about? Rashi brings down two explanations. Says Rashi in Pasuk Ches, Rabbi Kiva learns literally, a person who is afraid of war. Rabbi Yosef Gidei Omer, Hayore Ma'averos Shebeyodei. He's afraid of his averos. So therefore he's going bad because of his averus. And therefore, says Rashi, it's from the Mishnah in Soito Mem Dalet. And therefore, the whole reason why the Torah exempted the chassan and the person who built the home and planted the vineyard is just a cover up. It's just a cover up that the people who have done a chet, if they're going to now leave it, they'll be very embarrassed because I'm leaving because of a chet. That's very embarrassing. As a cover up, the Torah exempted the chassan and the baal hakerem. They should also go. And then it's not clear who's the baal chet, who's not. And people think that the baal chet is a chassan. The baal chet has a vineyard. So this whole reason is just to exempt that. The whole purpose is to exempt the baal chet. Fine. Who is this baal chet? What did he do? Maybe he walked into school and shot down 20 kids. Maybe he cut someone off with a knife. Who is this guy that we sent back home? What did he do? The Gemara says in Soita Mem Dalet, he was a person who was sach ben tefillah le tefillah. He spoke between tefillah and teroish, tefillah and teliyach. What is that? That's the Raisa. This is based in, what is that? Rabbanon. And let's go a step further. And what's so bad about speaking between Tefillah Shayyad and Tefillah Shemroish? What affair is that? Huh? So he spoke between Tefillah Shayyad and Makara. So what? What do you say? Hesachadas. Yeah, what's so bad about speaking between Finnish Yad and Finnish Roish? Rabbon. What type of Rabbon is that? Says Rashi, it's Rashi's opinion. Because when you speak between Finnish Yad and Finnish Roish, you have to make a new bracha, because Shitas Rashi is, you only make one bracha. You only make bracha in the Shalyad. On the Shalyad, and it covers the Shalroish. You speak, you need to make a new bracha on the Shalroish. No, it's not bracha in the Tzuchah. Says Rashi, he didn't make a new bracha. The Mishabur, when he brings it down, says, it's bracha in the Tzuchah. And the Mishabur, when the Shalroish, where he says they don't speak between Finnish Shalyad and Finnish Shalroish, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you're going to come and you're going to create a bracha shem tzricha. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says he's a guy who spoke and didn't make a new bracha. Go back home. Leave the army. He's a yare. This person is a yare. He's afraid. He doesn't have any lashon hara, any bittul Torah. Only thing he has, he did this semi drabonon. I call it semi-drabon because it didn't do enough. Wait, according to Rashi describing, it's not the Avera. It's not Avera. Just he didn't make the bracha they were supposed to make. Not even Birkas Hananim. Then he wasn't stealing. He missed the Birkas HaMitzvah. Go back home. I'm going to help you. We'll give you a backup. We'll camouflage you. And we'll send up, because we're going to release all the Hasanim, and all the Baalei Kerem, and all the Boina Batim, the new Batim. All back home, just for you, so you should leave, because you're Yore, because you're afraid. We see from here, but the message we can take out, is we can see the pacha the person is supposed to have of a chet. And Kol Shekin. And a kal v'chomer ben bnoi shel kal v'chomer, a person had a real, a more serious chet, a lashon hara, whatever a person did. Al achas kama v'kama, we need to be a yore, v'racha leivo. recognition of a chet is not just a theoretical idea. It has halachic, real ramifications that are halachadik. Recognizing your chet. We know the two types of korbanos. There's the chatos, person did a sin. Yet chaylev, he has to bring a chatos. What happens when a person did a sofik avera? He had a piece of meat. Maybe it was fat, maybe it was chaylev. Needs to bring an asham tolu. Now, what needs to be, on which carbon would he have to spend more money? On his chatos carbon or on an asham tolu carbon? If you'd ask me, I would say, what do you say first? The chatos. What do you say? Huh? What do you say? In Sofik, I have a Sofik. It's 50-50. 50% chance he ate a Mahadrin Glad Kosher meat. 50% chance it was a Chelev. Or a person who had a Vadai Chelev. 100%. So who needs to bring a higher quality carbon? Who needs to spend more money on his carbon? What do you say? The Chaz the Vadai. Dr. Ramban in Vayikra Perikei Pasuk Tesvav, and it's passed in the Ramah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Simin Tov Reish Gimel. Says the Ramban, he brings the Chazal, no, you have, the din is that the minimum Oshem Tolui has to be Shtei Shekel, whereas the minimum chatos is a danka, is a sixth. And therefore the Ramah paskens, a tshuva person has to make for a vada avera versus the tshuva person has to make for a sofik avera is bigger. You need to have bigger tshuva for sofik avera. Why? What's pshat? But sofik avera is a 50%. Could be he had got kosher. Okay, maybe not, but maybe yes. Versus the Avada Avera. What chat? Says the Ramban, it's all to do with his mind. Because when a person did a Avada Avera, he has Harasa. He's a Yara Virach Levov. He's afraid. He recognizes his chet. He acknowledges his chet. He is truly sorrow. Truly sorry. Oh, you recognize your chet, you're halfway there. You can bring a chatos. But Mr. Sofik, he's a don't worry, be happy person. Yeah, probably it was alright. Hopefully. He gambles. Yeah, hope. My good luck, it was probably a good meet. He doesn't feel bad. He erases it from his mind. So therefore, that person needs to bring up, since you don't have your full recognition, you've got to spend more money on your Oshem Tolu. You need to be better tshuva, because you don't really acknowledge your chet. So if you're in a worse position. This is passing the Ramah Tov Reish Gimel. In Hilchos Yom HaKippur, Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, in his Sefer Ba'elu, in his introduction, he says that this idea is true in the physical world as well. When a person becomes ill, what's the most important thing needs to be done to him right now? He's ill, he's suffering, he's in bed. What's the most important thing we need to do? I will spend endless amount of money to get that. What is it? What? How? We want to stay alive, but how? What's our main step we need to do right now? Doctor. What type of doctor? What type of doctor we need to go to? Why are we going to the doctor? What for? What's our step A we need to do?
Stop the pain.
So we'll give him Acamol. Panadol, Acamol. That's what we're going to do to him. What's medicine. What medicine? So if it's just to stop the pain, we'll give him Acamol.
The cure, whatever you want.
For what?
The cure, whatever
you want. And how do I cure whatever he has? It's very easy to cure. So open the medical books. You'll see it. You'll see the cure. Where are we going to put our money down? It's not a big thing to cure what he has. Any family doctor could do it. Why do you go to a specialist? What for? Diagnosis. Diagnosis is the most important thing we need to do right now. If it's not diagnosed, you have no idea what you're doing. We'll never be able to cure him. Just Acamol can give him. Diagnosis. What is diagnosis? We're not curing him, but we're recognizing what he has. Once we recognize what he has disease A and not disease B, then we're halfway there. Then it's easy, relatively. Now it's simple. Not quite easy, we call it simple. Once we recognize the situation, now we go ahead, open the medical books, it's not a big deal. But if you don't recognize what it is, we're in a bad shape. He's not gonna get, we can't help him. Therefore, our number one thing is to recognize our chet. If we don't recognize our chet, we're not gonna do anything about it. We're gonna stay ill. If we recognize our chet and recognize the severity of the chet, we're halfway there. Because then we can cure ourselves. Give us the right medicines, do the right tshuva, change our ways if we recognize the chet. So that's what we learned from the Yorav Rach Levov part of our parsha. But in the beginning of the parsha, we have another message to do with tshuva. Beautiful idea. The parsha starts off with Shayftim, the Shaytrim, Titenecha b'kol Sharecha, the Shoftas are Mishpat Tzedek, to make a righteous judgment, a correct judgment. Then it says, Loisata Mishpat, don't tilt the Mishpat. What does that mean? I've already been told I have to do Mishpat Tzedek. What do we include when we say Loisata Mishpat? Rosh Rashi. Amazing Rashi. This Rashi in Pasuk Yutes. Loisakar ponim is coming to conclude b'sh'af b'sh'af satanus. It's even the way the judge behaves when they're still staking their claims. Before he's putting down, making a judgment, a righteous judgment. But as they are speaking in front of the Beis Din, even then as a din loisakir poni. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Azhara ledayan. The dayan's being warned. Shlo yerach leze vekosher leze. Don't be soft to A and tough on B. Right. To B, you bark at him. Hey, what do you want to say? What do you say? And A say, what do you say? If you're rach leze vekosher leze. You can be bark at both. You can be shout at both of them. That's fine. You can be soft at both. But don't be rach to one and kosh on the other. Or, another example Rashi brings. Echad oimed ve'echad yoshev. One party, you tell him to stand up. The other party, they're allowed to sit down. Because this is called lo sata mishpat. Now, what's this going to do? What's the difference? What's the effect of this? So what? I'm not changing the din. I'm not taking a bribe. What's the difference if I make one guy stand up, the other guy sit down?
Guess who? He can't stand
up. Why?
Because the judge is saying,
what?
He thinks he's already lost.
Exactly. Says Rashi. Because You see, kesheroya is there. Because when this party sees Shadayan mechabed es chaveroi, he from his perspective, he views the dayan as favoring, as honoring his friend. Mistatzmin ta'anoisov. He shuts down. Mistatzmin shasum ta'anoisov. What's happening? He's giving up. If he feels that the dayan is favoring another party, he says to himself, I'm wasting my time. It's a lost case. So even if the dayan really is doing a mishpat emes, he's a mishpat tzedek, he's not going to take shoychat, he's a shavtas on mishpat tzedek. But if the accused or the one of the parties who come into the mishpat feel that it's incorrect, they feel the dayan favors the other party, so it makes him shut down. If a person believes he has a chance, he's going to fight, he's going to speak up, he's going to make, put down all his claims, say any schus he has, any merit he has to his side, he'll fight for himself, he'll fight. That's a mishpat tzedek. But if he feels that it's a lost case, mistatmin ta'anoisov, he'll just shut down. And it's so important. This is an important message for Elul. The counter message to what we said, Ayor Barach Levov. Chas v'sholem. We shouldn't be in a state that we feel, oh, I tried so many times. I asked Elul before, and it didn't work. No point. Let's go back to sleep. Let's go back to bed because there's no point. Chas v'sholem. That's not true. That's a yetzer. That's a yush of the yetzer. No, because Baruch Hu knows who we are. He knows our difficulties. We need to try the best we can. We need to fight for ourselves, fight for our family, fight for Klal Yisrael. Fight means fight our yetzer hara, and do whatever we can. And if last year we didn't reach our potential, we try again. We're not giving up. Here the dayan favors us. Because Baruch Hu wants us. He wants us to do tshuva. He's going to help us. That's the counter side of it. What we need to be yorav v'rach levav. Correct? We need to be afraid of the averus we have. Drop on and andoraisas, whatever we have. But on the other hand, we've got to fight for ourselves. It's a time to fight. Fight in our din, in our mishpat. Another message we have in this week's parasha. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, we have the commandment to a king. And the king is told, V'kosav lo'is mishneh ha-Torah ha-zois al sefer m'lefnei ha-koyhanim al-vim. He has to write down a sefer Torah. V'hoiso imoy, has to be with him. The koraboy kol yemei chayo. He has to read it all the days of his life. Leman yilmaz yiro es Hashem elikov. So he should learn to fear Hashem. Yishmo is called divrei Torah zois. That's hukim eilu asoisom. To fear Hashem. And velvilti rum levavoy meachov, not to be haughty. So what is this? So he's supposed to be with the sefer Torah. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a serious havamina that maybe he has to be with him all the time. Even when he goes to the Beis Hakisei, he goes to the bathroom, he has to take the Sefer Torah with him. The Gemara has a havamina. Maybe he should. It says kol yemei chayov, hoyse imoy. It's wherever he goes, bathroom as well. Kamash went on and says v'koravoy, the place where you're allowed to read Torah. Okay, fine. Okay, within the bathroom, doesn't have to take it with. But everywhere else, yes. Is there a message here for us? Yes. How do I know that? How do I know there's a message for us in this pasuk? Because the Maseiros Yesharim in Perek Chaf Hei, where the Maseiros Yesharim talks about the Yira, Yarechet, and he describes how does a person get to the level of the Yarechet. He says it's really observation and thinking that wherever we are, Hashem is with us. Ayin Roya, Oizen Shomas. There's an eye looking at us. There's an ear that hears us. The Kol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nichtavim. Everything's being recorded, and we live with that feeling. That recognition will have a chet. Will have a pachat. Am I acting appropriately? For Kosh Boshu with me. Am I acting appropriately? And this will create Yiras Chet. And what will stop this? A hafsaka. If we stop thinking, this will break, we'll lose it. Because this level of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having Yiras Chet is the level you lose. And what's the source of Mesiras Yesharim? From here, from the king. See, the king has to be with him all the time. L'man yilmad liyiras Hashem Elokav. They should learn to have Yiras. So you see that he's learning from the king how to get to Yira. If it's Kol Yemei Chayav, if it's continuous, not to make breaks. Making breaks and stop thinking is the time we lose the Yira. So we continuously think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that with him, and therefore act accordingly. This creates Yira Shamayim. Another point he brings out, this is from point out, he says Leman Yilmad Yira. It's not a natural thing, it's something you have to train yourself into. Naturally, it won't happen. But a person can train himself and practice to living with that understanding that Hashem's with us, Hashem's looking, and that will help him come to Yira. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Masichas Musar, he says, why is it we don't get to this level? Why are we not growing more than we should, than we are? Says, he compares this to a person who's trying to boil water in his kettle, and he has a flame, he has a kettle, he has water, and for days and years it doesn't boil. How can that be? You have a kettle and you have water and you have a fire and it doesn't boil. What do you say? How can that be? What? The guy puts the kettle on the fire, and before it's about to boil, he takes it off and cools down, and then puts it back on to reheat, takes it off. So that's us as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. That we're making these breaks. We're learning, we're growing, and we stop. So we cool down. We learn, we grow. We stay at the same place where we are because it's not continuous. That's what we learn from the king. The king has to be because it's Kol Yemei Chayav. It has to be continuous without any breaks, because the breaks make us start again from scratch. That's why we're not getting there. We're not moving ahead. And this is the same. Chaim Shmulevitz in that same place. He brings the famous of Chaim about Rabbi Akiva. You've heard this before. I'm sure, Rabbi Akiva went to learn for 12 years. His wife sent him. And he came back with 12,000 Talmidim, and he's about to come home after 12 years of being absent, and he hears his wife saying that if it was up to me, you should stay another 12 years. He would ask me. So the kid went straight back for another 12 years. And Rav Chaim asked, you came all the way, you're there, can't you say hello? Your wife's been waiting for you for 12 years, she's made that sacrifice. No, you can't. You're there. You're close enough to hear her. I'm speaking. You can't say Shalom Aleichem. I came. Bye bye. I'll do what you say. I'll go back another 12 years. Nothing. Says the Chaim. The Teretz is, because were Rabbi Akiva to do that, he wouldn't be the same Rabbi Akiva. Because 12 years and 12 years is not 24 years. In math, 12 and 12 is 24. But in Torah, 12 and 12 is not 24. 24 non-stop years. It's not 12 and a break and 12 and a break. That's what Chaim Shmuel would say. That's the idea of continuous hero. Do what we can. But for sure, it's a good idea to turn off the phone before we say no, whenever we can, because that's gonna break everything. Okay, we hold it by the king, and we and Pasuk says in Perek Yizayin Pasuk Chof, you have to read the Torah and keep the Torah. Levilti rum levavay me'echov, that his heart shouldn't raise more than his brothers. He shouldn't be haughty. The Ramban on the spot says, why is the king being commanded not to be haughty? What about everyone else? This is the Kol Shekhen. That's the Kol Shekhen. The king has what to be haughty about. He has power, he has money. He's a king. He has what to be haughty about more than everyone else. And he is commanded not to be haughty. Kol Shekhen. People who don't have what to be haughty about are commanded not to be haughty. It's a commandment for everyone. The Kol Shekhen. That's how the Ramban knows. The Ran in Drashas Haran argues, no, it's a special tefillah for the king. To teach him that whatever you have is because the nation wants you. If the nation doesn't want the king, it's off. The built room above a me'achod. Don't let the wealth and the power and the prestige, don't get carried away, because it's you're only there, you only have whatever you have because the nation agrees that you're the king. Otherwise, you're nothing. That's how the Ran learns. And the Magid Midubna in the Mishle Yaakov, he says the following. Two merchants went to the fair to trade. Leipzig. Went to Leipzig. And they each come back with a wagon of goods. They both bought on credit. They've taken goods on credit. Reuben's wagon is full of merchandise. And Shimon's wagon is half empty. Now, would Reuben tell Shimon, look at me, I have so much merchandise, what do you have? You're nothing. You're low class, I'm high class. I'm business class. What factor would make him say that, or what not? What does it depend on? Says the Magen Dubna, it all depends whether Reuven intends to return to pay off his debts. If Reuven intends to go back and pay back the credit he's taken, so his wagon's full and Shimon's wagon's half empty, but on the other hand, Reuven owes more than Shimon owes. You can't be haughty about merchandise that you owe, that you're going to have to pay back. But you have big debt. He has a little debt. So if you intend to pay it back, you're not going to be haughty. You're not going to make fun of him, because you what you have, you don't really have. You have to pay it back. But if Reuven is a thief, and Reuven doesn't intend to ever go back to Leipzig, he's taken the merchandise on credit, but he never intends to pay it back, then you can be all this, ha, I have a whole wagon, it's mine, I'm not going to pay this back, I don't owe anyone a thing, a penny I don't owe. Huh, I have so much, you have so little. Therefore, it goes together. The king. If the king is haughty, he's missing, that means he doesn't understand, he owes it. Because the MS is, whatever we get from Hashem, we owe it back. We owe it back to him. So the king, you got more. You owe more. It's all credit. You became a king, you have wealth, you have power, you have prestige. So you owe more. What are you haughty about? If he is being haughty, that means he doesn't intend to pay it back. He doesn't feel obliged. This idea is found in the Chovos HaLevavos. Speaks a lot about this. According to the Chovos HaLevavos, the whole reason why we have to do what Hashem said, not because of punishment, it's Hakaras HaTov. You're getting from Hashem so much, so you've got to do what He says, because He's giving you life. So what are you not going to do what He says? It's all Hakaras HaTov. The more you get, the more you owe. I'm Yisrael, we got the Torah, we owe more. We get Kiryas Hashem, we owe more to Hashem. Kohanim get more Kiryas Hashem, they owe more. You're affluent, you owe more. You have health, you owe more. The more you get, the more you owe. It's all credit. He has an unbelievable chiddush. Now we know the Kohanim get 24 matnas kahuna. Why did we get 24 matnas kahuna? Trumas, choira. Why did we get all this? Why? In return for what? Why does the Kohanim get all these rights? They get free food. Why? In return for that avodah. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, pum faker. It's because they get 24 matnas, therefore they have to do avodah. He says, "Shara avodas Elokim perigimol." Because they have 24 matanis, therefore they have 22 avodas. 24 avodas against that. Because whatever you get, you owe. And therefore, it's a time for everyone to look. What we get from Hashem? We have a healthy heart. We're healthy. We have mind. Find what to live with. You have a family. Everyone in their situation. First has to look at the good things he has and realize whatever I have, I owe it more. So a person who has things tough, his avodas Hashem is not demanded the same as a person who has a good. His avodas Hashem needs to be even stronger. Because you get more, you owe more. So therefore that's the message. It says the Magid Medubno, that in the king. Why is the king being commanded? Why are you being haughty? Because you're a king, you have power, fat carrot, you owe more. Your debt is greater. You think you have more than your friend? My guy, what does he have? He doesn't have any palaces. Right, but he doesn't owe what you owe. Because you get more, you owe more. The beauty room of above Mecha. Complete new twist to life. Appreciating like we have. And realizing we owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we better put all our koichas into Avodas Hashem. One more point. So we learned about the Drabonon. We learned about that even for Drabonon, you have to come back from Milchoma. He's a Yorav Rach Leva from a Drabonon. So this week's parashat says in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, "Sasur min Adova Shegidulcha Yemin Smol." You have to pay what Sanhedrin say. The Rambam writes in the Sharoshim, in Akdoma to Sefer Mitzvos, that Divrei Chachomim, whoever transgresses what Chachomim say, is Oivan Lelav Eloi Tosur. The Ramban over there, he argues very strongly on the Rambam, because according to you, why do you only have Tariag Mitzvahs? All the Drabbanan is also derisive. You should have much more than Tariag Mitzvahs. Why is it we have a rule Sofid Derisa L'chumra, Sofid Rabbanan L'kula? Why? According to you, that Rabbanan is also derisive. So the same way that Sofid Derisa L'chumra, Sofid Rabbanan is also Sofid Derisa L'chumra. Ask the Ramban another question. We have rules that we have to have a clash between Derisa and Rabbanan. What do we do? Derisa. But why? Rabbanan is also Derisa. So like Tassur. So like the Meshech Chochma. I think the Rambam's right, because Torah, what's in the Torah, is there forever. It's nitzchi. But the Bono, when they make a takon, it's not nitzchi. It's not eternity. Why? Because the Beis Din Chaver could be in battle, what Beis Din said. When Rabbanan make a decree, is that really Ratzon Hashem? Do they have it right? Not necessarily, because their federal Beis Din could come and overturn it. It's not dafka, right, what they say? So what is it? So what does the Torah command mean? It's listen to Chachon, follow what they say. Not because it's right. Not necessarily because it's right. But you have to. The Torah says we don't want to get splits in the nation. Everyone does their own thing. You've got to follow Chachon. So the mitzvah is to listen what they say. But what they say is lav dafka Ratzon Hashem. But the Ratzon Hashem is to listen, do what they say. Therefore, it brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, on Sukkos, the first day you make a bracha of Al Netilas Luluf. The second day you make a bracha, the Drabbanan day, Mevorcha Mitzvahs Kenim. Make the bracha Lishmor Mitzvahs Kenim. What's that? Because the first day is a Luluf day. The first day shake Luluf, you have a Luluf. Second day, it happens to be a Luluf. Could have been a broom. What am I doing? I'm listening to this Kenim. Because the essence of the bond is to listen to what they say. But what they say is not the essence of the mitzvah. Happens to be they said take a lulav. We're not really shaking the lulav, we're listening to the skanim. That's what Yerushalmi said, that the bracha you make. Yerushalmi says in Brachas Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, that the famous story of Rabbi Tarfon, he's been in Brachas, that Pamachas, he tasted likoiske beishamai. Beishamai say you got to say Kriya Shema, lying down, shochbacho. And the sikanti asked me, you was in danger of being killed. Omoloi, they told me you could die. That you were responsible for your own death. So says Yerushalmi, we see from here that Had Rabbi Tarfon not read Kriya Shema at all, what would be Oivan? Mevatan Ese. Would be Chayav Misa? No. But now he's gone against Chachomim, so you've got to follow the Pasan Abithil, and it's Chayav Misa. We see that Divrei Torah, that Divrei Soferim are more Chomer than Divrei Torah. That for Divrei Soferim, it's Chayav Misa. And for the Divrei Torah, that The Kriya Shema that you don't have Misa for. Says Yerushalmi over there that Divrei Torah Yesh Ben Kalim Yesh Ben Chamurim, but Divrei Seifrim Kulei Chamurim. What's that? Divrei Torah have Kal and Chamur, and Divrei Seifrim are all Chamur. What does that mean? Chat. It's what it boils down to. It's really a Chetzer and a Gavra. By the Torah says don't eat Chazir. It's bad for you. So you're transgressing Torah. It's like a person eating unhealthy food, because the food itself, the item itself, that very itself is bad for you. Right? So it depends what you eat. Some things just give you a stomach ache. Some things you eat are lethal. You'll die. Yesh ben kalim, yesh ben chamurim. But divrei chachamim akurei chamurim. Why? Because what they said is not the point. You're supposed to listen. If you're not listening, you're rebelling. The Nekuda of Chachamim is what they said. It's not what they said, but you are commanded to listen to them. If you're not listening, you're rebelling against what it's a merit. Bin Torah with Dan on the Chetzer. Is this, how bad is this snake bite? Is it a python? Is it, what type of snake is this? And that's why the Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Beis, that if you eat, what happens if I sold to you tray for meat and you ate it? Do you get your money back? I sold you tray for meat. You ate it. Do you get your money back? Can you demand your money back? What do you say? You had a great meal. It was really tray. Do you get your money back or not? What? You had a great meal. You didn't know. It was really tasty. You say, well, I never tasted that before. No? You get your money back or not? Says the Pasuk Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Beis Choshen Mishpat. If it's Deraisa, get all your money back. If it's Drabonon, you don't get any money back. Why? Says the Nesivus over there. Because by Deraisa, you had poison. But I was tasty, but I had poison. By Drabonon, it wasn't poison. Because there is no Chetzer Drabonon. It's to listen to what they said. I didn't know better. I wasn't trying to rebel against Chachamim. So I had the meat. It was tasty. So you don't get your money back. Later, that's shot over here. But when we have a Sofet Derais, a Sofet Drabonon, my Sofet try to. We're not commanded about the Sofet. We're only commanded about the Vadai. So I have a Sofet Derais. Maybe it's poison, I can't eat it. But Drabonon, there's nothing here. Since it's a Sofik, we're not commanded about the Sfeikas. There's nothing, so I can go. So these important insights about Drabonon. Therefore, so that's great Shan Rabbesi. So why do you have to go back for transgressing Drabonon? Because really it's a merit. That's why Rabban so chom. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you very much. I'm a bit over time. Seder, have a good Shabbos. I'm going to wait for 2 weeks. So this other Shem, Rabbi Stepotsky, will give the share for the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much.